The Oklahoma Department of Transportation has received $154 million from the federal coronavirus relief package passed in December. State Secretary of Transportation and ODOT Executive Director Tim Gatz plans to put a portion of that into the agency's Asset Preservation Fund. He says the timing of a cash infusion for road repairs couldn't be better.
I can't emphasize enough the impact that 2 weeks worth of sub-freezing weather conditions are going to have on our pavement structures for the springtime.
The Tulsa and Oklahoma City metro areas will also receive allocations from ODOT's funds.
We are providing some revenues to our transit providers. We are also working with county commissioners, and we're going to try to allow them to share in some of those COVID relief dollars.
The rest of the relief funding will go toward ODOT's 8-year construction plan. The $900 billion COVID relief package passed by Congress and signed into law by President Donald Trump in January included $10 billion for state departments of transportation. ODOT's fiscal year 2022 state budget is still a concern for Gatz, however, with $180 million in road and bridge funding set to be diverted for a second straight year to close gaps in other areas. Gatz says the agency is talking to lawmakers about how to make that up.
That could come in the form of responsible bonding, or maybe even a TIFIA loan, as we've discussed some, from the federal government. But there are other options that'll be discussed.
TIFIA stands for Transportation Infrastructure Finance and Innovation Act. The state received a nearly $121 million loan from the program last year for the Gilcrease Expressway project in West Tulsa. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.